Okay, here's read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's Supreme Court heard opening arguments yesterday on whether the state should reopen sooner than the Safer at Home order allows. A lawsuit by Republican lawmakers against Governor Evers and Department of Health Secretary Andrea Palm seeks to strike down the order. The governor and his attorney say the lawsuit could upend life-saving measures and needlessly put the lives of Wisconsinites at risk. During the proceedings yesterday, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley compared the governor's order to close businesses and schools during the pandemic to, quote, government oppression. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, tonight partly cloudy, lows in the low 40s, tomorrow sunshine with highs around 55 in Milwaukee and 61 in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Many people in Wisconsin who filed for unemployment insurance several weeks ago still have not received any benefits. More than 500,000 people have filed for unemployment insurance since the public health emergency began in mid-March. The Department of Workforce Development says anytime there is an issue on a claim, the issue must be investigated by an agent. With record levels of claims, the department says they are working through the backlog as quickly as they can. And the Pabst Theater Group is asking people to contact their senators and representatives to tell them to support independent concert venues. Thousands of theater employees and performing artists have been without work since the COVID-19 crisis began. Concert venues were among the first to close, and they will be among the last to reopen. For more information, go to papsttheater.org. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation will initiate a new pilot program on Monday to deal with the backlog for driver's licenses. There will be two major changes. U.S. citizens aged 64 and under who have no medical conditions or a negative change in their vision will be able to renew their licenses online, and road tests for teenagers will be waived under certain stringent conditions. About 80,000 drivers whose licenses expired in the past several weeks have received an extension to renew their licenses. That extension expires on July 25th. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, high around 55 in Milwaukee, 61 in Madison. For Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. New research shows Wisconsin's Safer at Home order is working to stop the spread of the coronavirus. But the study from researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison also shows two distinct clusters of the virus, one in Milwaukee, the other in Madison. The researchers say that information suggests the Safer at Home policy is working, but the illness continues to spread within the communities. They say if people start moving around more, we should expect to see higher rates of infections. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 55 in Milwaukee, 61 in Madison. And then Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.